Previously with Martin Bester.
Big day yesterday for the States and the world, really. Inauguration of Biden. And thought, you know what, let's catch up with our good friends at the U.S. Embassy this morning. I don't think we've spoken to Heather Merritt before, Consul General of the U.S. Embassy. I'm going to put a quick call through. Good morning, Heather. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. I'm wonderful. Nice to speak to you.
Yes, welcome on the show. Normally we invite in and, you know, we cater a bit. But this time around, just a quick phone call will do, you know. Interesting times.
Absolutely. We do our best in these times of COVID.
Yeah, man. Where are you from in the States originally?
I'm originally from Illinois, outside of Chicago, so the center of the U.S.
So this place doesn't get nearly as cold as that, surely. Ah, and the phone breaks away. Oh, man.
I think she's still there.
Is she still there?
Yeah.
Hello, Heather?
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, yep. You're breaking away, as I'm breaking away. I was just saying that...
I'm breaking away, I hope. I'm on a landline in the consulate in Johannesburg.
Oh, well, then it's me. I was just saying that Joburg doesn't get nearly as cold as anywhere near Chicago.
No. It is one of the many reasons I'm very happy to be here in South Africa. The weather is amazing.
And you haven't been here long, since August last year, I think.
Actually, just the very last day of August. So I've been here really 4 months.
4 months. Well, welcome to South Africa. Listen, just quickly, just want to touch on the inauguration. I mean, obviously, things happened very differently. But I think the fact that former President Trump wasn't at the inauguration had nothing to do with the pandemic or anything. Was it just his choice? Did he ever explain why he wasn't there?
He did not publicly explain that choice. I would note that it is a choice. It is a voluntary process. And he's a very independent thinker, an independent man. But, you know, what I would focus on is who was at the inauguration and the way that our democratic traditions, while there were some changes this year, they really did carry on in the spirit of the strength and the resilience of our democracy.
Give me one tradition that we might not know about. I mean, I know that they meet at the White House, the incoming meets the outgoing, and, you know, they have a bit of tea there, maybe a tour of the White House. But that obviously didn't happen with Trump and Biden. But what other tradition can you tell me about that did happen that could be interesting?
So there was a tremendous celebration, not just of the incoming Biden administration, but of the United States and our democracy. Now, clearly it pivoted to virtual this year, just like so many things have. One thing that was missing were the thousands of well-wishers and the thousands of Americans on the streets. That didn't happen. But, you know, we were able to see such a selection of our very senior officials and their invited guests. And then they had a virtual parade. We were able to do some things to honor the past and to honor the dead. There was a very nice wreath-laying ceremony with Biden and former Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama at the Arlington National Cemetery, which is a special cemetery dedicated to our military fallen. I mean, they really had a party, if I can put it that way. One of the traditions typically over the years has been these special inaugural balls where there are parties in Washington late into the night. Those in-person balls didn't happen this year. It was very late South Africa time, but they had so many artists and musicians and actors that took part in a virtual celebration, which sadly I couldn't watch live. It was very late South Africa time.
Yeah.
But it did go on, and I think, you know, all of us need cheer right now. I know here in South Africa and in the United States, we're hit so hard by COVID this week. I think seeing that kind of special celebration, seeing the artists and the musicians and the... It helps us all.
Am I right in saying that not all those artists are necessarily Democrats? Was that
absolutely
obviously on purpose?
She's still there.
I'm losing you, Heather. The line is bad this morning. Obviously. It would happen now as I'm speaking to you on the phone. So, you know what? We've got your number and we'll catch up again when I can hear her and follow up about all these amazing American traditions. You know, I'd always love to invite new people into the studio, you know, from the embassies.
A And maybe the last time they were here, they brought us pizza and some American goodies, if you will. And maybe this time we should invite her and give her some proudly South African goodies.
Liesl giving our game away. That's exactly why we invite them in.
Nice, we can gifts. Do a swapsie.
Nice gifts from overseas. Anyway, I don't know what happened with our connection, but lost her there. Just quickly catching up and welcoming her to Joburg, really, is Heather Merritt, the Consul General from the U.S. Embassy.
Wake up with you next to me. Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast. Your morning family.